I am your God. Now I am your father. You are my child. You become part of me. I said you are one with me. Who I am, you are. So I'm telling you, cast away the fear. Get rid of the doubt. Stop paying attention to the naysayers and get your eyes in the book. And listen to what I'm saying. Let your heart believe it. Let your mouth speak it. And you will see it will not come to you. You are mine, says the Lord. And I will never abandon mine. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this verse. Matthew 18:18, the power of agreement. Matthew 18:18. Go ahead and put it. King James. Verily I say unto you, I thought I was going to get to run through all these verses, but I see now. It's just not going to happen. Because we're going to camp here a while. Verily I say unto you. Say me. Point your finger, say you. Two. Both of us. The whole crowd. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Are we going to get that today? Are we going to continue to look at all the lies and all the stuff the new media is saying and all the stuff? Yes, it's real, but it's not real. But for the word, it had no place in me and you. What is God saying? Whatever you will allow, I will allow. Why? I have given you authority on earth to rule. And I give you authority to rule and reign. Are you sure about that? Well, how many of you believe the word? I told you now when you're giving those scriptures, you're going to get some that it's not that I didn't give you. Turn, can y'all put up? We'll come back there. I'm not done with that one. But can y'all put up Luke 10:19? Luke 10:19. We're talking about the power of agreement. That. Okay. Luke 10:19. It's coming. Look what he said. Behold, I give unto you what? That the New King James has it the way I'm going to say it, and other translations too. But this original King James says, behold, I give unto you power. The New King James said, behold, I give unto you authority. You and I have authority in this earth to rule and reign over everything that's in this earth. Be it spiritual, be it demonic, evil spirit, demon spirits, wicked spirit, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. I don't care if you and I have been attacked. It didn't change this word. We don't live by somebody else's experience or what we see happen in somebody else's life. We live by the word. God said, behold, look, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over half of the power of the enemy. He didn't say half. He didn't say two-thirds. He said all of it. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. We know these serpents and scorpions is a type of demon and evil spirits and the devil and his disease and all that he possesses. Don't slap God in the face by telling people God put that sickness on you. That's a slap in the face of God. How can he put something on you he doesn't have? How can good produce evil? How can it? It can't do it. So sickness and disease is evil. And it didn't come from God. And don't tell people God put it on you to teach you something. He gave you the word and the Holy Spirit. Redeemed you with the blood and made you his own. And if you read the word, you'll know better. So, back to Matthew. Hadn't got out of verse 18 yet. Look, verily I say unto you, whatsoever. That sounds like it's on me. That sounds like it's on you. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth. Haven't you heard? I've said it before, and I'm going to say it bolder and louder than ever before. You hear people, believers, say they're believers. God's in control. All these storms and tornadoes and wars and all these disasters. God's in control. Whatever's going to be, going to be. God looked like he's telling you and me, you do something about it. Behold, I give you authority to rule and to reign. Didn't he say? And he said, whatever you bind on earth, I want to ask you a question. Where are you? In space? You're walking around on this earth. Whatever you bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. And that means that atmosphere above you, where he's working. I promise you, Satan's not up there in the heaven where God is. That fool tried it one time. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. He got wise. Said, I'm not going to do that again. He said, I ain't doing that again. And God wants us to get him to the same place. I ain't coming to the house no more. We need to put something on him that he'd be scared to come up in your house. And see, we run around scared of him. Too many saints. Stop fearing. Rise up in your faith and take your place. Look what it said. Look what it said here. Whatever you bind on earth shall be what bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be what? You know what he's saying? Whatever you will allow in your life, I will allow. Stop accusing God of doing bad things to you to teach you something. I'm going to say it again. Maybe I need to say it this time. Stop accusing God doing bad things to teach you.